Blake Sutton from Whole Hog Sports. I'm here with Scotty Bordelon to get his thoughts on the game. Senior night at Bud Walton, and the Hogs come out a winner over number 14 Auburn, 91-82. And speaking of seniors, Theryl Macon and Jalen Barford did not disappoint. Mm-hmm. Macon had 16, Barford had 20, and they both hit the 1,000-point mark for their career at Arkansas just in 2 years, so it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, no doubt. Those guys are some of the most dynamic scorers this program's probably ever had. And I know, I think they're the sixth and seventh guys to score 1,000 points in just 2 years at Arkansas. And a lot of the guys that have done it, I'm not sure the exact number, I should probably know this, but they've done it in the last 3 or 4 years, like Bobby Portis, Dusty Hannes, and then Jalen and Daryl. Mike's had some really, really awesome score, dynamic scores.
Yeah.
Guys that could score it a bunch of different ways. And Jalen and Daryl put on a show for the most part here tonight. And Jalen kind of struggled a little bit with a shot. I looked up one time and he was like 2 for 9, but he had like 10 points. So like he was still scoring, still scoring the ball at the free throw line and things like that. And then Daryl had just about a perfect night. I mean, he missed a couple of free throws, which is strange for him. But he started the night 6 for 6.
He had 6 assists.
Had 6 assists too. He was phenomenal, and we just kind of expected that from him lately. So
yeah,
those two guys were big. And speaking of the seniors too, Orlando Cook had probably his best game in a long time. He had a season high, I think 7 or 8 points, and he was pretty big tonight. And he had to go into the game really early when Dustin Thomas got into foul trouble. That's something that Dustin's just done a lot this year. He got in the game 31 seconds in.
Yeah, that's what was so funny is because and Mike would mention this, a lot of media members had mentioned this, they were saying, you know, Dustin Thomas is playing really well, but he keeps getting two fouls really early and having to come out of the game, and maybe he could avoid that against Auburn.
Nope.
31 seconds into the game, he has to come out.
The first
and you're just kind of shaking your head.
Yeah.
But Cook, I think, played like 20 minutes, and he had a pretty good game for himself.
I was looking at stat broadcast. He was plus 22 tonight. Arkansas was outscored Auburn by 22 points when he was on the floor, and it wasn't just one of those things where he's doing some things that don't show up in the stat sheet. Like he did score those points and grab some pretty big rebounds.
Yeah.
So he contributed to that plus 22. It wasn't just everybody else scoring it and getting to that point. So. Props to Orlando. He really impressed me when we talked to all the seniors on Monday. He just kind of knew that his career at Arkansas probably didn't go according to plan for himself and for a lot of people, but he's kind of owned up to it.
Yeah.
He knows what his role is on this team. He's doing pretty well.
Well, and Mike had mentioned that after the Kentucky and Alabama games, when Cook didn't really play that much and didn't play very well when he was in the game, sent Mike a text that said, you know, I can still help this team. Mm-hmm. And he kind of rose to the occasion tonight.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, he did.
Because we've seen him come into some games recently, and he just does everything wrong and can't really seem to do anything, you know, well. But tonight he had a good game. I mean, he almost had a three. Yeah, that two was so deep. It's like, oh, man, one step back, you could have had a three.
Yeah, he got the and one, too.
Yeah. I remember looking at you thinking, like, wow, did that really just go in? I've never seen Orlando Cook make a shot like that.
I think I put my head down on the media table. It's like, what is going on?
Yeah, it's like if those shots are falling for Orlando Cook, then it might just be Arkansas's night.
Yeah,
and it was.
For sure.
So we've talked about the seniors. One big guy we haven't talked about yet, Daniel Gafford, had a huge game. 21 points, 10 rebounds. Auburn had no one to match up against him at all. They just had no answer. It was almost like a futile effort for them to even try to guard him, you know?
Yeah, and this is one of those games where obviously you'd want to have the Anfernee McLemore in there to protect the rim. And so I think Trey Thompson was matched up on a 6'3 forward from Auburn earlier in midway through the first half, and that was intentional. Like they had to put the 6'3 guy on him.
Yeah, had no choice.
He got no size, and then you have one of your 6'8 forwards foul out with well more than
12 minutes left in the game.
Yeah,
Spencer
like 12
fouled
minutes
out.
Left, and he fouls out. So
and I think he was their biggest guy left on the roster, and he's 6'8.
Other than that big clumsy white guy they threw out there at the end of the first half,
he didn't have a great outing.
No, not at all. But Daniel found out after the game he's the just the second guy college basketball this year to have 20 plus points, 10 plus rebounds, 7 plus blocks, and the other one's big seven, big Mo Bamba from Texas, yeah. And he's projected to go pretty high in the draft, so he's in good company there. We don't know if it was the last time that we'll see Daniel.
What do you think? What's your prediction? You think that was the last time he's going to play in Bud Walton?
Yeah, I do too. He
can't blame him.
It's
going to be a first round pick.
I know you can kind of point to Auburn not having a lot of size tonight. You could say that is one of the reasons that he thrived. But
yeah,
but most guys aren't getting 21, 10, and 7.
Yeah,
and 7 dunks like against Auburn.
Yeah,
or against a team that.
Top 15 team.
Yeah, no doubt. So he made another mid-range jump shot from like the right short corner, and if he can hit that shot, man, he made some money tonight knocking that shot down.
When he made that shot, I thought that's it, like he's gone. It's like if he's expanded his game to now he can make jumpers. It was like, you know, see
and he's
you,
done
Daniel.
It. He's done
Thanks
it pretty.
For the memories.
He's done it pretty well lately too. So I mean, kind of making a concerted effort because he obviously, like he's got the shot block and the rim protecting down, and he can score as good as anyone around the rim and offensive rebounds, and he runs the floor better than anybody. But that mid range game is what's going to really make him excel. So
and that's what he was lacking early, you know, into the middle of the season.
Yeah,
that was maybe one reason that fans could hope maybe he'll come back because can't shoot,
right.
But now he can. So. It's might be a little disappointing for some fans. We still don't know. I mean, it's still up in the air.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's not like this was the last game he's ever going to play for Arkansas. But
true. Yeah, maybe last one in Bud Walton. But who knows? Yeah. Hey, maybe he. You know, I've heard that he really looks up to Bobby Portis. He talks to him a lot. And you know, Bobby stayed 2 years. He could have left after one.
Yeah.
So maybe Gaffrey wants to come back for another year. Who knows? Yeah. We don't know.
Yeah, for sure. So if he does come back for another year, I mean, he's barring something drastic and unforeseen. I mean, he would be. I mean,
lottery
high
pick.
In the lottery.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he got a big decision to make, but I'm sure I doubt he's really thinking about it right now. So Arkansas still got some. I mean, they could,
yeah.
I mean, potentially if Arkansas wins on Saturday at Missouri, they could fall into the top four and then get that double bye in the SEC tournament.
It'd be big.
Yeah. I mean, right now, I think that Arkansas got in on Saturday when they beat Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Just beating another top 15 team on your home floor, which makes four this season at the time of the game.
Yep.
I mean, your resume is pretty much built at this point.
Oh, yeah,
so
a lot of quality wins and no bad losses either.
You're playing for seeding at this point, and, man, a win at Missouri would be incredible for Arkansas. They put them at, what, 22 wins, and then you get the double bye. And then you got a chance for another win, 23 wins going into the NCAA tournament. That's great.
Especially, yeah, I mean,
especially with the way they played at some points in SEC play. You'd have never thought that.
Oh, yeah, and, I mean, we may be getting a little ahead of ourselves saying them, I don't think they're going to beat Missouri. I think they kind of have a special hatred for Mike in Columbia. Just, you know, even though they got a good one now, they got Quanzo and they're doing fine. I think they just deep down they still just don't really like the way Mike left him to come to Arkansas. You know,
yeah.
I don't see Arkansas winning that game, but I do think that they've kind of played their way off of that 8-9 line. I think if this tournament started today, I think they'd be at 7 seed, and maybe even with this one tonight, maybe even a 6 seed. Who knows?
You could be playing for a 6-7 seed. I think that's a great point. Is, you know, Arkansas really wants to avoid that. That's what's happened the last two times they made it, and that happens. And then, of course, you get matched up with a 1 seed in the second round.
Right. They'd like to avoid that.
North Carolina. So, yeah. I mean, all those guys would love that.
If they put Arkansas in the same bracket as North Carolina again, I might just have to say, you know, that's it. I'm done.
Mike ought to throw a damn fit if that happens.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, but hey, who knows? Maybe they'd finally get some revenge after however many it is in a row. Feels like quite a few. What is it, 3 in a row? Because they – when
like
Arkansas
–
Yeah. Well, when Arkansas played them when, you know, with Portis and Qualls, it was like a 4-5 game. And then last year we were the 8 seed and they were the 1. And then, you know, they beat us North Carolina beat Arkansas, not, you know, us, trying to be objective here. Beat them in the PK-80, so, yeah, that's
right.
Quite a few in a row.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the PK-80 game, yeah.
So I would really like to not see North Carolina even in the same, you know, region. Just don't even have any kind of chance of that happening.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are thinking along the same lines as you. They just want to. Try somebody else for a change.
Yeah, come on. But yeah, I think depending on the Missouri game and the SEC tournament, I think they could be playing for a 6 or 7 seed, which would be huge and be an improvement over last year too.
Yeah, no question.
All right, for Scotty Bordelon, I'm Blake Sutton. We're with Whole Hog Sports, and we're here at Bud Walton Arena, where Arkansas is a winner on senior night over Auburn, 91-82. Thanks for watching.